for the Patriots on the night.
Are you sensing that there's absolutely no flow to this game yet? They're both just trying to just slug it out a little bit and see what's available.
Gage Lopez replaces Aaron Sines, and Brennan Onman replaces Michael Kemp. Four bad acts, timer Reno bringing up the ball up the court. Mark Messing, the left wing, has it. Clark Brady, the only one who has not started in this game, who's in the game. Martin Messing for three, left wing. He got it. Martin Messing with seven of Bannex's 12 points. They lead by three, the largest for them on the night. Hunter Bone in the right corner, dribbling without aim. 12-9, Bannex by three. Hunter Bone, dribble was tipped. He's in the backcourt against Martin Messing. Now he gets by him at the free throw line over to Allman. Feeds it down to Williamson in the left block. Spin move is blocked by Sutton, brought in by Morneau. Here comes Bad Axe. Wide open, John Messing under the block. Reverse layup is good. John Messing in the books. It's a 5-point lead for Bad Axe, the largest of the night. 95 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-9, Bad Axe over the hosting USA Patriots. Into the corner for Bowe. Retreats to the left wing. 8 feet between him and Martin Messing, top of the key. Throwing to his left at the elbow, can't hang on to it, but Gettle's there to save it. Williamson now top of the key. Gives it back to number 10, Gage Lopez, the man who hit the three-pointer against Cass City to secure the victory. Pick coming from Williamson. Hunter Bone pulls up from the free throw line. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Morneau. Less than a minute to play in the first quarter. Bannex by 5 points, 14-9. And it is stolen on the pass to the left wing by Brennan Allman, and he gets it stolen back by Tommy Morneau. Here comes Morneau over to left wing. Clark Brady in transition, and this one's good. It's a 7-point lead for Bannex with 38 seconds left in the first quarter, 16-9 over USA.
This is a huge possession for the USA Patriots. They have to go ahead and stop the bleeding before the end of the quarter, and they have to score.
A 7-0 run for Bannex to finish this first quarter so far. Gettle, top of the key for USA. Lob pass into Williamson and goes to work. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes and passes it back to Hunter Bone, left wing.
12 seconds.
Bone goes in for the layup from the left side, and he gets this one to fall with three blue jerseys all over him. 16-11, 5-point lead for Bannex. 3 seconds left. Morneau with the ball. Top of the key. Pulls up for three. No. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 16-11. Bad Axe by 5 points of the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today, 989-872-3318.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network. After the first quarter, Bannex leads by 5, 16-11. They finish on a 7-2 run to end the first quarter. They've led as many as by 7, 16-9. Into the corner for Bannex. Martin Messing back in top of the key. The free throw line feeds it down to the low post, and Andrew Sutton can't bring it in. It's a turnover for Bannex to start the second quarter. Here comes USA into the corner. Kramer for three. This one short. Rebound still loose and brought in by Andrew Sutton. A whistle going the other way, and it's a travel against Bannex. Going a little out of control for the moment And it's resulted in two turnovers in 30 seconds. USA's Aaron Sines, right to left across your radio. Mark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. Michael Kemp gets the ball in the lane and he travels with it. And this is the fifth turnover for USA of the night. Both teams with five turnovers, 7:21 left in the second, 16-11.
Bedex bringing up the ball in the first quarter. They shot 14 times, hit seven. That's a 50% clip, very, very good.
John Messing, left wing to Morneau on the baseline, jumper in and out, no good. Rebound, Aaron Sines. And Kramer grabs in the left wing and is stolen by Tommy Morneau and brought into Andrew Sutton.
That was some fancy ball handling, I'll tell you. As Tommy Morneau brings the ball up, passes the ball over to John Messing. John over to Martin and back to John.
John Messing into the corner. Undisclosed player, because we are completely blocked by the USA student section. Full house tonight. John Messing left wing for three. He got it. John Messing with 5 points puts BadX up by eight. 19-11. We have a timeout, 30-second timeout called by USA. As USA is trailing by 8 points, 19-11, 6:29 left in the first quarter. It's a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network.
Life is unpredictable. We have no idea what is going to happen with our family, the economy, at work. But one thing you can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of BadX, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We played a minute and a half in the second quarter. It is BadX by 8 points, 19-11. It was 16-11 at the quarter. The mystical and mythical USA chant going in this gymnasium, trying to get their Patriots back on track. They trail by 8 points with the ball after a full timeout called by Mark Gainforth. Harrison Kramer left wing, dribbling back up to Michael Kemp against Andrew Sutton. Gives it back to Aaron Sines, right wing against John Messing. We have a whistle. It appears to be a hand check against the defense, number five for BadX. John Messing, his first and team's third. USA ball out of bounds on the far side of your radio, left side. Substitution for the Hatchets, number 15, Ryan Hileski replaces Clark Brady. Some solid minutes from Clark Brady.
Even a layup to boot.
Out there for USA, Harrison Kramer, Macklin Gettle, Gage Lopez with the ball on the right wing, Aaron Sines and Michael Kemp.
Gage Lopez is a three-point specialist.
Harrison Kramer, left wing, dribbles down the baseline. Jump stop, goes up for the layup, no good. Rebound, Michael Kemp. For the three from the right wing, from Lopez, no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a whistle against USA on the rebound. This will go against Macklin Gettle, his second, team's third. BadX ball out of bounds, 70 feet from their own hoop.
I think Macklin, if he thought about it, would like to have that one back a little bit.
5:48 left in the second, 19-11, BadX by eight. John Messing into the corner, back up to the right wing to Martin Messing. Martin Messing dribbling over to the left wing to John. Dribbles twice back to the brother. Back to the brother for three, John Messing, up and it's good. That's 8 points for John Messing. Two threes in the second quarter puts BadX up by 11 points, 22-11, doubled up USA.
Again, a very important possession for the Patriots.
Aaron Sines pulled up just inside the three, top of the arc for 2 points, and he gets that to fall. 22-13, BadX by nine in the ball. 5:03 left in the first half. Down to the Hileski inside the lane. It is blocked by Lopez, and Lopez will bring it in. Gage Lopez bringing up the ball.